Good afternoon. Most important question. How's your day going?
Well, it's 180 degrees out. So besides the heat that I did not dress for, everything is great. My first name is Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N. Last name is Karp, K-A-R-P. And I'm the co-owner and co-curator of Gallery 1988. So all year long, we do openings basically every month, two a month. And you can learn all about that at gallery1988.com. And then we have a new book, which is called Crazy for Cult 2. It's us and Titan Publishing. And it basically, we've been doing Crazy for Cult for 7 years. And 10 years ago, we were the first pop culture art gallery ever. And Los Angeles became the epicenter for it. And we're the only place that can have a Wet Hot American Summer theme show and have the guys from Wet Hot American Summer show up. I mean, a lot of the artists were from here, and we were showing them, and it was really where it all started, especially being so close to Hollywood and where a lot of these pop culture items were produced.
You have a position where you can maybe explain what the whole cult fandom thing is.
People who sort of sought out what they were supposed to like, not listen to just what they're told to like, and that's sort of what cult films represent. And we opened this 10 years ago, me and Katie Sutton, who's my partner. We both went to every place that we were going or where Katie was interning. It was sort of this pompous adult sort of place that really only saw $50,000 paintings to $150,000 paintings as art. You know, you couldn't find anything affordable. Mm-hmm. And we knew that was sort of like a big gaping hole, and we wanted to focus towards 20 to 30-year-old artists. And when we did, we realized their inspirations came from like a whole different set, from movies and TV and video games. And we just encouraged them to do that.
So you've developed your cult following now. Now people
are... Yeah. We've become what we inspire and what we were influenced by. Yeah, it's two USC students who weirdly turned a strange idea of doing a pop culture gallery into like a 10-year business.
Hip-hop was a jumping off point for you. Obviously, I need you to just explain a little bit about what...
Yeah, LA radio station Power 106 had this contest called the Roll Call, and so you would call every day and you'd battle against people.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up winning like 48 days or something in a row, and when I walked out, I basically got offered a bunch of record deals, like a $1 million record deal, under the name Hot Carl with a K, and I ended up releasing it. It has Kanye West on it, the Black Eyed Peas.
What was the rap battle like? Can we have you replicate that right now, or do you need a beat?
I'm a 34-year-old man.
So you'll be so much wiser. You'll be like Dostoevsky on the rap battle.
Yeah, no. It's Hot Carl. We're jumping over competition like hurdles. I keep it underground like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
Hot Carl from the Valley. And actually, I keep rappers confused like Queen Latifah's sexuality. I don't know. It's kind of mean.
Coming from Gallery 1988, this interview started late.
You just got a $1 million record deal.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Read Crazy for Cult or else you are adult.
I took away $500,000, so you now have only a $500,000 deal.
Thanks for your time.
You too. Take care.